We're listening to the opening track of the album called Jump the Shark. Alex Cameron out of Australia is who, this is really cool. Trevor Basham at Waiting Room Records. I look at Facebook, this is one of your favorite albums of the past few months, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of great albums that came out this year, you know, David Bowie, Tribe Called Quest, you know, Leonard Cohen, Nick Cave, you know, they all had great albums, but this one really stood out to me, and it's probably the one I've listened to bar none the most.
Okay, the needle's on the first track. What's the name of this first track?
First track is Happy Ending.
I lost my job in Hong Kong, trading against the pound. They said they had no other choice.
Yeah, man, this album is just great. Like, it's just loaded with all these crazy 80s synth and like little minimalist drum beats, and it's kind of like this weird like cabaret slash lounge singer, like in this weird sort of like dingy, you know, low lit bar or something like that. It's an album all about failure and the ability to overcome failure and kind of like glorifying your mistakes.
But I'm back now, baby. Let's go to church.
So the song we're listening to is Happy Ending. Jump the Shark is the name of the album from Alex Cameron. Trevor Basham, what do you want to take us to next?
We'll go to side A. It's track three. It's called Real Bad Looking. This song is probably like the funniest one, I think, on the album. There's so many good lyrics about I am the drunkest, ugliest girl at the bar. And it's kind of like this weird like piano carousel sort of like dun, 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 dun. Very repetitive, kind of weird beat. And he just talks about being like just so downtrodden and having a bad day at this bar and just being the worst looking person there and like not really caring and still just drinking the day away.
Because I'm drinking and I'm drinking and I'm drinking, yeah, I go pretty hard. I get a pinch on my ass, but when I lean on the sill,
intended to be funny? Is it intended to be serious?
So it's weird. Alex Cameron, you know, he's an Australian musician, like you had stated before. He'd been doing music since about 2006, and he started off in this electronic group in Australia called CK, phonetically spelled just the letter CK. But then, yeah, this is his first actual solo effort, which was actually released in 2013 by himself on his website for free. And then it kind of gained some attention. He was on, I believe he was touring in Paris and kind of caught the attention of the guys in the band Foxygen. Got it to the attention of a Secretly Canadian label, and they thought they deserved a full release, so they did the full treatment and reissued it this year, and it's just had such a huge growing cult fan base. The album itself, the subject matter, it's all about failure, like I said before. He kind of dons this persona of this failed, kind of downtrodden, in-and-out musician. You know, he kind of talked about how he's like, he's the table for one guy, and he's just, it's a guy whose life is just a constellation of microscopic tragedies and failures, which is a direct quote from him describing the album. Yeah, he puts on this makeup and this persona. He has like all of these scars and pockmarks and wrinkles all over his face, and he kind of like contorts himself in these weird, strange ways when he dances and moves to his strange music.
It's like a character out of Star Wars or something.
Yeah, something, man. Yeah. It's like some sort of like Bowie-esque, weird, weird persona that he's just donning for this album. And he writes the entire album as this failed musician. Pretty much what he was trying to do was just explore the territory of failure in music, which no one ever seems to do. You know, it's always about making it big and making all the money. And he's more interested about what happened to this guy who used to have it and now he doesn't necessarily have it anymore. But maybe he's trying to get back in there and not
getting
care.
Into the cracks and crevices of life. And
yeah,
the
definitely.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's been touring with the makeup and everything on, going full on into this persona, and it definitely shows through this whole album, I think.
I make so much money, I swear I never get any older. But I don't talk to my brother, cause that brick's got a chip on his shoulder.
also on side A, just after Real Bad Lookin', the next track after that. I think these are two tracks that are perfect, just right back to back. They bleed really well one into the other. It's track four, it's called The Comeback, and this is all about him essentially, yeah, doing his comeback and like just not caring, you know. It's like he's had this whole life of failure in like his lyrics, but he just throws it all to the wind and doesn't really care. He's like this kind of nonchalant, like, I've been there, I've done that.
There's no pretension going on.
There's no glam whatsoever. No, there's no glam. You know, it's just straight up, simple, basic, minimal beats, but it's got like this fuzzy saxophone in the back. He always works with his partner, Roy Malloy.
So we're listening to The Comeback right now. What's the one right after this you were mentioning?
Right after this, side B, track five, first track, it's She's Mine. This one actually has a really funny music video to it. If you have time, check it out. I believe it's just him dancing on top of a car in this weird kind of like a velour jumpsuit.
Lovers having short careers, I wonder if they harbor fears of quickly gaining way too much and slowly, slowly losing touch. Lovers having short careers, it's like they never use their ears to listen to the beating chests. They pound like elevated nests in the winds.
I'm in Uptown Normal right now at Waiting Room Records with Trevor Basham. Do you want to do one more track here?
I would love to, John. Yeah, I think so. You know, just end it with the last track, which is, bar none, my favorite track on the entire album.
Why?
It's called Taking Care of Business, and it's very simple. It's just kind of this basic, really slow kind of beat coming in, and then there's this heavy synths that just reign over the entire song, and then just starts slow, and then just build to this crescendo at the end, and it keeps repeating the lyrics that I'm not half the man that I wanted to be, but I took care of business. Which I think is a fantastic little sum up of the album. Maybe not necessarily that he did all the things in his life or his character, whatever his persona, whatever you want to call it, all the subject matter, you know, he's discussing failure and, you know, maybe he didn't do all the things that he set out to do or accomplished all the goals that he wanted, but at the end of the day, he still did make something of himself and he took care of business, so to speak.
When I got home from Diamond Road, she looked at me with eyes as if sipping. Just taking care of business. Yeah, just taking care of business. snakes. Big